Blog Talk Radio.
Okie dokie, Smokey. All right, let's get into some beans. Let me make sure that, you know, we got the highs and the everything is just going the way it needed to go. Things are happening the way it needs to get done. Can y'all hear me? All right, I want to make sure, Gerald. You know how that stuff be going, child. The people won't be able to hear you. Okay, let's see.
Ooh, are we hearing you?
Yeah, y'all can hear me. All right, perfect. What is popping, everybody? Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Shout out to you. Welcome, 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 welcome. Listen, we're going to get into some things. We're going to have a legendary show, okay? So let's just get it started. Let me get comfortable, Cheryl. All right. Well, first thing on the docket, we are talking about Azalea Banks boiling punan, pussy punan. And I'm not talking about the kind that you eat. Okay, but she's definitely boiling the pussy cat. She also called Megan Thee Stallion fat. She drugged Doja Cat. Carrie Hilson tweets in support of Trump. Well, not really, but really. What else? Nicki Minaj still has not followed Megan Thee Stallion, but I'll wait. Erica Banks, buzz it! Is the newest viral TikTok song dance out on the internet right now. Kaya loses again. She can't keep those sissies out of her closet and out of her pockets. All right, y'all. So, and then Lori Harvey probably has the most diamond pussy punan in the world. All right, so let's get started. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, so what we're starting with first, let me see. Let's start with Azalea Banks. Okay, so I didn't even realize this was a thing. I didn't know what was going on with this. But apparently, Azalea Banks lived in California. I didn't even know that she lived in California. I thought she lived in New York. But apparently, I guess after her breakdown, she must have moved to California. I don't know. I always thought she was in New York. Anyway, Azalea Banks sold her house and she's moving to Miami. Now, in the process of her move, she dug up her dead cat by the name of Lucifer, and she commits to boil it on Instagram for everyone to see. She boiled the cat down to its bones, so I guess she could take the cat with her. Now, I don't know what kind of sorcery or witchcraft and everybody else is into. There's a lot of different witches and warlocks and this and that. And I understand everybody's into different things. But there's no way in gosh darn hell I'm picking up a cat out of the ground and boiling it and smelling all of that and inviting those cat spirits and all of that into me. Something is seriously wrong with Azalea Banks, okay? Then she went and saged the house with the cat. I don't know if it was sage mixed with the cat. Or the cat sage, and then she said she was cleansing the house and cleansing the energy. And let me just show you the video of the sage, and I'll show you the cat skull, but I'm not going to show you the boiling of the cat. You're not going to get my channel, too, because those animal lovers out there would not play. But this is what it came out. This was the end. That looks so creepy and disgusting. That is so nasty. It's so weird. But let me show you her staging the house. Hold on. I almost choked. Let me tell you something. If I die, don't boil me. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. Don't put me in your, just let me go in the backyard, because don't dig me up. When I die, don't dig me up. Don't boil me. Don't take me nowhere. Leave me right there. You leave me right there. You don't burn me up and boil me. What kind of Chinese COVID virus vaccine needing shit is this? What is Azalea Banks doing? Let me tell you something. Ain't enough Lucifer, witchcraft, black magic, none of that has worked. Azalea Banks is still cuckoo at 2 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Music career is still failing. Has been at its best. Never going to happen. Never really happen. And never going to make it. So, I, for me, all the burning and the saging and this and that, it's not working, love. Maybe if you get rid of the satanic Luciferian spirit, you'd have a more happy life. But see, you burn all that nasty sage mixed with cat, and then you got your boiling chickens and you're sacrificing this and the sacrifice in the world. Over all these sexual sacrifices you've done, Lucifer has said he didn't want nothing to do with you. Ain't that about a fit when hell don't even want you? The devil itself ain't even accepting of your sacrifices. And then it makes you are the fool. Ain't enough sacrifices in the world that's going to bring your career back. Ain't enough chicken legs boiling, ain't enough chicken cut off, head cut off, ain't enough pussy pulling on, cat boiling, going to ever help revitalize your never really had been career. So I just don't get the point. I mean, I could see if she was doing all this weird sanctioned stuff and, you know, things were happening. Nothing's happening. Last time we were talking about Azalea Banks, she was getting ready to cut her own head off. You see, you start playing with those dark and nasty spirits. That cat spirit, that boiled cat spirit comes swoop and choke you up in the middle of the night. And don't you take your black ass down there in Miami playing with all that, with the Haitians and the snakes and the serpents. You're going to really get you some Lucifer. Now you're going down there in Miami to play with cat balls, Lucifer, and the Haitians. All right, Azalea Banks. All right. I won't be surprised if we don't see Azalea Banks in the next 2 years. Azalea Banks, I know you effing liar. Ain't enough sacrifice in the world. This is crazy. This is crazy. This woman is crazy. This woman is nuts. And she's lost. There's nothing that you can do for Azalea Banks. There's nothing that's going to bring her back. She's mentally ill. Azalea Banks is mentally ill. Who would want to burn a cat? Who? What? This? How do you sleep? Oh, what are you doing today? Oh, just actually going to my backyard and digging up my cat Lucifer, and then I'm going to go boil that motherfucker. And do what with it? Oh, I'm just going to pack the bones up in this sacrificial, like sanctuary type of voodoo weird thing. I would never want to be around her. I would never, after that, because I don't know what spirits are on her. I don't know what spirits are inside of her. I would never want to be around her because it's not no spirit of money. It's not no spirit of cleansing. It's not no spirit of success, wealth, or mental health. The spirit that's on Azalea Banks is desperate, lonely, broke, mentally ill, never going to happen, and mental retardation. And those are some spirits that I don't need. So don't burn nothing around me. And I don't want to be around nothing that you burnt or boiled. I don't know about you, but you better watch it. Now I'm going to be going around people's house looking to see what they got concocted up. Where are you in here boiling cats and shit? What's going on? Now and then you mix in a little cat with the sage. Don't mix my sage with no damn cat. I don't even really like cats, to be honest with you. I don't trust cats anyway. So you know what? And they on any level. So me and you don't even mix. Okay. Now she mixes sage with the cat and this, that, the third. That's gone too far. And imagine the people laying with her. All kind of cat spirits and dog and head and chicken ass and chicken head and all kind of different sanctioned sacrificial spirits that you share with her. I wouldn't even be able to sleep with her. Probably pull your thing out burning red, blinking. All kind of demonic stuff going up inside you. Anybody that banged Azalea Banks needs a spiritual bath. I'm sure Azalea Banks really stink. Azalea Banks, even if she funked in the motherfucker, no shade. And she's okay with it. And the people around her like it. So, you know, it is what it is. On top of burning and boiling cats, Azalea Banks also went in on Doja Cat. She went in on Megan Thee Stallion. Now, I'm not going to play you. I'm not going to play the video because I just don't. The songs are playing. The songs are playing, and y'all know how YouTube gets with the songs. So I'll tell you, paraphrase what she was saying. Here she's calling Doja Cat fat. She's saying that Doja Cat looks like an old white lady with cellulite. Her booty stinks. All kind of nasty stuff. And there's a man in the background laughing too, talking about how her face looks very draggy, sunken in, lopsided. Just all kind of nasty things that she could say. Her ageism, whiteism. Just very nasty, nasty, belligerent things. And she was talking very bad about Doja Cat. And then she went in to start talking about Megan Thee Stallion and said that Megan Thee Stallion is a wannabe Kesha. Megan Thee Stallion is fat. Megan Thee Stallion is ugly. She's a big hee-haw Amazon. Just a bunch of things. I don't really know if she actually said hee-haw Amazon, but I'm just putting it on for you for dramatic effect. Just letting you know that she was saying some nasty things. You can find out exactly what she said on Hollywood Unlocked, but I'm telling you, I'm pretty close to what she said, okay? Here's what I'll say. Why? I mean, I get it. Doja Cat is the loose lady of the night. Doja Cat's body is not the prettiest. It's not the best, but Azalea Banks, neither are you. Nothing about you is just exponentially beautiful, okay? And I don't understand why, what is this obsession? And it's not just Azalea Banks, but it's people in general. What is this obsession with being bitter and jealous and envious of people that are doing or that are succeeding in a space where you would like to succeed? You know, it's almost like Azalea Banks, people that are actually successful, female rappers that are successful, female rappers that have a career, they're not sitting online watching other female rappers with big budget videos and big budget performances critiquing them. They're actually working and busy. I never understand that. It's always somebody that looks up to you or wants to be where you're at, and they're always the one that's throwing shade. It's always a mad, mad, mad B word. Oh, there it is. It's always a mad in the corner somewhere, always trying to critique you. Don't critique me. Get on my level. Get on my level, then have your opinion. Until then, I don't give up. What you're saying, I'm here, you're there, and you'll always keep looking at me rise, and you'll always be trying to catch up. Period. I never understood that. It's always a person that ain't nowhere near but wish they were, that have something to say. Azalea Banks, you have no room to discuss what Doja Cat looks like or what Megan Thee Stallion looks like because you're nowhere near their level, and you will never be. So you're mad, you're bitter, you're jealous, so you should go and join the club with the mad, bitter, jealous girls and go, take your boy or cat and get on with yourself because I just don't understand what's the point of hating on these girls that are getting money. It's always a mad, listen, I'll be honest with you. This triggers me because I always feel like it's always like, it even happens to me. It's always a mad, jealous, envious person that wishes they could be in your spot and they can't, but they got the nerve to try to give you criticism. You can't critique me. You can't have an opinion on me because you are not better than me. You're not on my level. So take your own advice. You can't give me no advice. Catch up. Then give some advice. How are you talking about her, Azalea Banks? How are you talking about Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat when both of these women have had number one hit records? You've been out for how long and can't get a top 10? You can't even get a Billboard Hot 100? Do you even have a single? Where's your album? Do you have a deal? Oh, wait. Are you just going the independent route? Girl, you might need to borrow more than some cats. Because that ain't working. It ain't making the music pop. So I don't get it. I just don't understand. Like, I just can't. And it's not just Azalea Banks. There's a lot of people that do that. And I just be like, girl, you are so fresh. And it's always the beat. It's always somebody that, like, you could tell is mad because they ain't on your level. So Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, of course they're not going to respond to her. I mean, why would you? Who's going to respond to Azalea Banks? The only reason why we're talking about Azalea Banks is because she had a pizza career. She's something like, Kanye and Azalea Banks are one and the same. You know what I mean? And there's an audience for them. There's a market for them. And most people that really celebrate them and like them are broken people as well. And people that are into negativity bashing because they feel some type of way because they never really happened either in whatever respectable places that they are in their lives. They garner miserable souls. They don't really garner winners. They garner girls that are haters and bottom feeders. Hi, Bill. That's what I feel. Jealousy is definitely a virus. All right, so let's move on from this jealous fool. All right, let's see, what are we talking about? Okay, and just speaking of Megan Thee Stallion, just for it's and giggles. I was going to say the S word, but I'm trying not to curse so much because I've already said a couple of first words. For anybody in the back, I checked. Now, unless this has happened in the last 5 seconds or 1 minute or since I went live, Barbs? Hello? Yeah, hello? Barbs? Yeah, anybody? Yeah, I noticed. Hold on, let me see. Hello? Yeah. Oh, the streets have been quiet. Oh, you mean to tell me, so everybody that told me they knew what Nicki Minaj was doing and that I was trying to be messy and causing a rift between Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj, and they were the Nicki Minaj because they were fans, and I don't even think Nicki Minaj thinks the Barbs are lunatic too. He doesn't listen to the Barbs because they get on her nerves and they don't know what the hell she's doing either. Oh, yes, they noticed that she still hasn't followed Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, but yet they're not saying anything, right? They're very quiet about the situation, right? Oh, okay, I'm sure about it because they knew that they knew it. And they knew, like I said, that she was not following Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, you girls out there talking, oh, my God, you hate Nicki, the obsession. Well, girl, y'all seem to be obsessed, but stupidly obsessed because you don't even know a person that you're obsessed about. You couldn't win like she was never from Megan Thee Stallion back. We're here a week late. We're waiting for. What are we waiting for? This is not news, but it is news. Because I said so. What are we waiting for? Because I just want to let y'all know, y'all gonna stop really playing with me. That's all. It's so funny, the Barbs are real quiet when they get proof, when they don't have a point. When they don't have nothing to say, when they get proven wrong, it's... I'm like, where's everybody at? Where's the aha? Where's the what? Where's the rah-rah? Where's the viral tweets? Where's the energy? Now we're just all going to act like, oh, well, it just passed. Because y'all don't know what the hell is going on either. And see, the problem is, you Barbs messed around and got out here and... Robert, we love Megan Thee Stallion. We love Magnus. Trying to shove Meg down everybody's throat because Nicki gave her the cosign. Some of y'all still fell in love with Meg. Then y'all felt some type of way, but Meg went and worked with Cardi. Now y'all don't want it. Now y'all are torn. Now you don't want to turn on Megan Thee Stallion because Nicki done turned on her. But that's how y'all do it. Ain't that right? Y'all only like who Nicki likes. Now Nicki don't like her, so now you can't like Meg, so now you just don't want to say nothing at all, because you secretly still like Meg. Well, that's why I'm a fan of some. Well, I'm only going to start standing one person, but I'm letting you know, Listen, you got to have a mind of your own, and you got to read between the lines and not be so far up somebody's dookie shoe where you don't understand what's going on. I don't understand why people are not, weren't understanding this. It doesn't take 4 days to follow somebody back. Nicki Minaj was deflecting last week. She knew what she was doing. She was stirring up a conversation because she was trying to deflect from all the other BS in the salacious headlines that were coming out about her and her husband. That's what it was. And she just wanted to get rid of Megan Thee Stallion. So I just thought I'd throw that in your face. Because I know y'all was going to be real quiet about it and act like nobody checked it. And a lot of these biased blogs wasn't going to post it because they want Nicki to follow. Oops. That's the truth. All right. Let's move. Well, Carrie Hilson has been gone for a while, and this is not helping her come back. Carrie Hilson tweets, "This may be funny, but it is a little dangerous too. Take Trump out of it for a moment. A democracy must include freedom of speech. Imagine other leaders or popular figures not being able to voice their opinion. If it opposes the majority of the world leaders, our freedom of speech is being taken from us slowly but surely. Censorship. If the leader of the free world can be removed, imagine that the same right of use of civilians. Imagine believing every time you read false information detected and propaganda, deceptive reports, and flat-out lies being the only things we see." Social media was not here for Carrie Hilson and her think piece. She tried to, I understand what she was saying, I understand where she was trying to go. However, this was not the time. This was neither or the place, and she, quite frankly, was not the person to be able to do it. Carrie Hilson, you've been a joke since Beyonce said no. All right? You don't get to come out here and make such bold statements like that. Maybe, and then, you know, there is a double standard. Maybe if Beyonce would have came out and said something, people would have understood it. But Carrie Hilson, you don't have a leg to stand on or a window to throw your piss out of. No one gives a damn about what you say. We can't wait for you to open your mouth so we can turn around and laugh. So this was not the opportunity for you to try to take and make a moment and have something to say. You just stand in silence, okay? That is the best thing that you could have done. Now, in regards to what she said, I totally disagree. Donald Trump should be censored. I don't feel like we are being censored, and I feel like these places like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever, they are private companies. They reserve the right to do what they want to do. And quite frankly, I'm just going to be honest with you, being a black creator, being a black person on social media in general, especially as a creator, I see censorship all the time. My YouTube channel is, every other month, my YouTube is shadow banned. YouTubers, black YouTubers don't get nowhere near as many views as white YouTubers. So I experience censorship on so many levels all the time. So censorship is nothing new. A lot of this shit that's going on today, this is just affecting white people for the first time. Black people have been going through this. Black people have been censored on the internet all the time. We get on here and start talking about black rights and black this and black that. All of a sudden, we getting shadow banned, blocked, YouTube videos taken down, thrown out of the algorithm, not making no money, having to go on third-party websites and hoping that people will come subscribe. Right, YouTubers, they get on there and just, "Hi, I want to talk about such and such palette today. 19 million views." Done nothing really different than what we do over here. So censorship already is happening. So I don't feel bad. Censor Trump's right ass. Black people get censored all the time on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So, you know, I don't care about that. Doesn't bother me. She didn't scare me because I feel like I go through censorship all the time on a daily basis. I fight its algorithms every month. Every day, I'm fighting against an algorithm, a white algorithm. So it's nothing new to me. I don't feel bad. Good. Creators go, us as creators, and we go through censorship all the time. So this is nothing new. See, a lot of these celebrities don't realize it because they have this built-in fan bases, and they come in and they add to the censorship because all of a sudden now every celebrity wants a YouTube channel. Every celebrity wants to be a blogger. Everybody wants to be a personality. Every celebrity wants to do interviews. Everybody, every has been or used to be or now I think I want to try. Everybody's got to sit down. Everybody's a talk show host. So they add to it. So then we, us, the civilians, regular people, not public figures, so, you know, we just keep getting pushed down, and censored. It's been happening. So good. I'm glad. It should start hitting the top because it's always been at the bottom. We've always felt it. So I don't feel bad at all. So while I understand what she was trying to say, girl, I don't give a damn about that. That doesn't make sense. Take it off on them. Take it off. Take it from everybody. And start giving it to the people at the bottom. That's real. So, yeah, girl, I just feel like, I don't feel like we're being censored. Donald Trump literally caused people to die, incited violence, and literally under that undertone incites racism. Girl, please. They need to take that. Could you imagine what those people would be doing if he would be tweeting little things to incite more racial riots and stuff like that? They don't need that. And people don't need that on their hands. These crazy Trump supporters, these reckless redneck Trump supporters, they're so mad they see a black boy walking down the street and all of a sudden they're lynching because Donald Trump did some type of subliminal tweet to incite lynching of blacks or some racist, you know, stuff. Like, no, take it from them. You know, and if anything else, I mean, this could be good for Donald Trump. He's got the money. Build your own Google. Build your own platform. Show these big media people and inspire others that, you know what, they're not the only ones. Really, really play ball. Put your money where your mouth is. You're such a businessman. Build your own platform and make it go viral. Period. That's how I feel about it. I ain't worried about it. Because we get censored all the time. I can't tell you. There's times that I posted things on my platform and it hasn't even been a problem. It hasn't even went against any guidelines, and I've been flagged and striked and deleted. There's nothing new here for black people and for me specifically and for a lot of creators that I know. This is not new. Censorship definitely happens on a daily basis. So, Kerry Hilson, next time you decide to speak, just don't. This is not the time. It is not your time. All right. Let's see what else we got going on. Who else? Well, Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey are together. To be honest with you, I don't care. I never really care about people in relationships. Whenever, Future and his baby mama breaking up and Lamar Odom and his and LaToya Luckett and I don't care about these people. I really don't. However, I'm very fascinated with this woman's vagina. Because, you know, I'm trying to decide in my mind if it's been ran or not. Because she is like, first of all, she's beautiful, Lori Harvey. And she doesn't say anything, but she literally runs these niggas. I mean, from Future to Diddy's son I almost want to say everybody. than to land Michael B. Jordan. Mind you, she's only 23, he's 33. There's a 10-year difference. But this girl is smart. I don't know what it is about her that's making these niggas want her. He posted her first. Every lady wants a Michael B. Jordan. And every man wants a Lori Harvey. I don't think I would want no Lori Harvey because it seems like she, whatever she got, she runs a spell on you and then she leaves you. And then, but the thing is, it don't make her look like a hoe. Like, it's just like the next man is ready to be with her. I just feel like Lori Harvey is the only girl that can date everybody in the industry and not be called a hoe. And men are like, oh, I can't wait till she break up with him because I want to see if I can shoot my shot next. Like, what is she doing? Now, Azalea Banks, whatever Lori Harvey is boiling, that's what you should be boiling. Whatever Lori Harvey is boiling and sticking up her punan, whatever pussy punan Lori Harvey is boiling, that's what you should be boiling. That's what I want to boil. It's rich punan. It's pull your nigga punan. If I can have every nigga and nobody call me a hoe punan, it's like they'll post me first punan. And I'm rich punan. Lori Harvey probably is the epitome of WAP. And she should have been in the WAP video and just walked through. Lori Harvey is probably the baddest, literally the baddest on the planet. No shade. Badder than Kim, badder than Kylie. See, Kylie got ran through and had a baby. They're the same age. Lori Harvey is running these niggas with no baby. No kids. I'm not even convinced that she's giving up the punan. I don't feel like Lori is really sleeping with these niggas either. Kylie, you out. You had a baby at... You had the baby and everything, girl. And a nigga left you. Nigga don't even want you. Kim, no. Black China, absolutely not. Alexis Guy, Ari, y'all all got kids and all this stuff. This episode, no. Lori Harvey gets every nigga and they be on it. And I feel like she leaves them. What does she have? Lori Harvey is the baddest on the planet. Y'all better start playing with her. Lori Harvey is the baddest bitch on the planet. Lori Harvey is the baddest bitch on the planet, period. Congratulations. I can't wait to see who you date next. Do we think that this will last a year? I don't think so. I think Lori Harvey will be tired of him. Because I think Michael B. Jordan might be the type of guy to sit there and cry and rub her feet and suck her toes. And, you know, he's just very sensitive and emotional. He might be reading too many books and health magazines and things like that. And she might be over it. I feel like he might be too much of a good guy. But we never know. We never know. Maybe this could be the guy that settles her down because Michael B. Jordan is fine as hell. You know what I mean? And every girl wants a Michael B. Jordan. So I feel like this would be a perfect combo because, you know, but you know, they did say that Michael B. Jordan did not like black women. They said he only liked white women, Latino women, and Asian women. So perhaps he could have went after a Lori Harvey. Maybe Lori Harvey does the thing where, you know, I'll date you for, you know, we'll do like a dating contract and it's a good look for you. So now if he breaks up with her and then goes and gets him a beautiful Russian blonde or a nice Russian brunette somewhere overseas, he could at least say, well, hell, I dated Lori Harvey. She was a black girl, and that was a high-profile black girl. So then once this relationship doesn't work, he's going to get him a nice Norwegian redhead. I don't know. It's the Norwegian for me. But we'll have to see. Okay, let's see what we're going now. Y'all so stupid. If y'all have been listening, are y'all enjoying the show? Good. I'm glad y'all guys are enjoying the show. Somebody, no, you gotta try this. But listen, I just got into that. I'm like, what was y'all talking about? All right, so it's the super chat for me. Let's see a new watcher. What was I going with this? Who's next? Well, before we get into that, if you haven't done so, please make sure you subscribe to the channel. Get in here, everybody, get in here. We are gossiping and canoodling and getting into some things. I'm just trying to check some things out really quick and make sure that we are in here for the gathering. Okay, gossiping and canoodling. All right, boom. Who is next? Erica Banks. Oh, bless it. Okay, girl, I think my butt getting big. Well, this might be the only person that you might call me biased, and I might tell you I am. I want to first start off by saying, shout out to Erica Banks. This is my friend. This is my sister. I love her. And she, I told y'all not too long ago that she was up next. And I'm going to keep saying it. I was one of the first people that believed in co-sign and said it when it wasn't a popular thing. Now you got all these blogs that was posting her to be shady when, and they would only post her with Megan Thee Stallion to try to make it seem like she was copying Megan Thee Stallion. Now they all up her butt. But never forget, the Armand Wiggins Show said it here first. Out of all the girls, remember, for a while, every time there was a new girl that came, y'all would push her on me. Nobody had to push Erica on me. I heard her for myself, and I was like, she has it. She's got it. Well, it's starting to show. She signed a major deal. I'm not sure how that works. I don't know if it's a publishing deal, because I know she signed a 1501. So I think her and 1501, the label 1501, and her, they signed under Warner Brothers Studio. So I'm hearing that is like publishing, and it's more, they, you know, higher budgets, more money. So I can't wait for, to see the transition and the transformation for her. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I've met Erica Banks in person, and she's called into the show twice. When I met her in person, she was amazing. We have footage of her. I'm not releasing that footage yet, but we've talked to her. We chilled her. I was able to listen to some new music from her. Her team is great. Like I told you, she's dope. And so I love her. I love her to death, and I'm so excited for her success. And she is doing her thing. She's like my little sister in my head, because I know she's only 21 or 22. And I'm like, I feel like our big brother, because I'm like, I'm so happy, that she is doing her thing and it's happening organically. And when the odds were against her, when people tried to make it seem like she was trying to beat Megan Thee Stallion, when this had nothing to do with her, all she wanted to do was rap. Now, whatever her label felt or thought or whatever their idea or agenda was, that had nothing to do with her. She's very, very talented, and she sounds nothing like Megan Thee Stallion, and I'm so happy for her. Now, with that being said, her song, Buzz It, is starting to climb the charts. It was number 33 on Apple Music All Genres. It has since dropped down to number 57. However, it is still doing well because it is number 57 out of all genres on iTunes. That is huge for an independent label artist at that time. So shout out to that. With this TikTok era, Buzz It is going viral on TikTok. You've got Nikita Dragon, you've got Monica, you've got celebrities like Jocelyn Hernandez, Danny Lay, you've got YouTubers, I Am Zoe, you've got people with millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of followers, supporting her. All the blogs are up her butt right now. Like, I'm here for it. And she's making moves, and she's coming up, and a lot of the people that, were naysayers are forcing them, they are forced to hear her song. And, there's no other challenge out right now. If you're not doing the Buzz It challenge, then you're not doing the right challenge. She put all those challenges to rest. However, on the flip side, – On the flip side, see, now I do have a little bit of a problem. And my problem is that a lot of these celebrities are not tagging her. So I feel like a lot of these girls, a lot of these celebrities are jumping in on the viral moment, but they're not really supporting Erica Banks. Now some people say, well, you can see the song. No, girl, tag her. And this is what frustrates me about people as a whole. And I was talking about this earlier today, this morning, on station here. A lot of us, or just a lot of people in society, and let me just maybe make it black people, but it's not even black people. It's people in general. I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody hollers out support, 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 support. Everybody wants support. But when's the last time, I'm talking to you, someone who's asked for support, when's the last time where you just blindly supported somebody? If you can answer that, then you're excused from this conversation. However, there's a lot of people that yell, we should support, we should support. However, there's so many people using this girl's stuff, knowing that she's not, they know who she is. They know that they watch the blogs, they all follow the blogs. Why are you not tagging her? Why are you not tagging her? Why is she having to go underneath the post and literally say, song by me? Danny Lay, Jocelyn Hernandez, why? You knew she, you typed it in to do the TikTok. You know who she is. And those are not the only ones. It's a lot of them. But it's just like, girl, everybody's so scared. This is what I don't like about people. Everybody wants to support it, want people to support them, but they're so scared that somebody's going to get a little piece of followers off of them. Who gives a damn? If you're confident in who you are, allow people to grow. If someone is not being malicious, dirty, see, my thing is this. If somebody is supporting you, or they cool with you, support them. I'm not saying, you know, you got to go support somebody that sits online and drags you all day. Why would you support them? That's stupid. I'm not saying support somebody that sits there and tries to go against you and attack you. I wouldn't even do that. You want to sit there and beef with me? I don't owe you anything. I don't have to support you. Why would I support you? But, I mean, if Erica Banks is going viral, her music is doing good, you know what I mean? You like her, she like you, she follows you, she like your stuff. Tell the girl. You see she up-and-coming artist? At one point, you weren't up-and-coming. Something. Why not tag the girl in the thing? But a lot of these people are in it for the show. It's for the clicks. It's for the views. It's for their own clout. And so the entertainment industry is very, very phony and fugazi and filled with a lot of fakes. And it really is disgusting because people are full of it. You know what I mean? And that really triggers me, not to take away from the positive moment, but I just think that that's so trash that a lot of these people won't take the effort and just tag the girl in the stuff so she can build her platform. Her song's a hit. Tag her. That's all. But nonetheless, shout out to Erica for doing her thing because even without the tag, she's still growing and she's still doing the thing. These people know who she is. And eventually what's going to happen, those same people are going to go right back around and they're going to need her. You know what I do though, right? See, and my man told me to do this because what I used to do is I used to delete messages. What I do now, if I like somebody or if I look up to somebody or if I want to work with somebody, and I send them a DM, and sometimes they don't open it. And so what I used to do was unsend it. Now I don't unsend it because I believe in myself that one day, if I wanted to work with you, that means that I feel like that our paths can connect. So one day, you're going to notice who I am if you already don't, but you're going to feel compelled to want to work with me in some way. And then when you go to check that message, you're going to see that I sent you a message. So then it's going to hit differently when you go to decide to send me a message because my response is going to hit different because I may not respond at that point. So now I don't even delete or unsend messages that of people that I reach out to anymore because I leave them there because I know one day you're going to double back. And I want you to see that message there that you left on message request. You know, and because you have to believe in yourself. So I say all that to say, you know, Erica Banks, nonetheless, is still doing her thing. She's still growing. I'm very proud of her. And, you know, the challenge is amazing. And I wish I could do it, but I can't do it because I still got this cast on. So shout out to my sister. Hey, friend. Congratulations. And, you know, I'm rooting for you. All right. And you know what? You guys can say I'm biased towards her, and I'll be okay with that. Somebody said Milano. let's be very clear. Remember, I called it on Mulatto too. I just didn't make a dedicated video, but I had been calling it on Mulatto too. Only thing with Mulatto for me, and be honest, I called it on Erica Banks and Mulatto. I called it on. I called it on both of them. I called it on Mulatto too. When I heard her in that Saucy Santana record, I was like, yeah, Mulatto got it. She had a tone to her. The only thing is Mulatto lost it for me and her album. It fell flat for me. It was boring. It didn't excite me. Mulatto excites me more on features and stuff. But her own songs, like, she did excite me on the one that she did with Sweetie and Trina. But majority of Mulatto stuff on her own, like, it don't really excite me like that. But I called it on her, too. Oh, wow. Okay, we are almost through the show. Okay, well, what do we got next? Let's see. Where are we at next? If you haven't done so, please subscribe to the channel. Okay, we got... Kaya versus Jason Lee. Another person you guys can say I'm biased on. Listen, I like Jason Lee. It is what it is. Kaya loses again. And here's the thing with Kaya. Well, before I even go in with the Kaya situation, let's just talk about Kaya versus Jason Lee. Kaya has the Gag Nation, Gag Water, Gag. She had that, okay? We knew of Kaya's Gag thing first. However, Jason Lee was in New Jersey or New York, and he was taking a train somewhere, and there was a young gay man that said, "Are you Jason Lee?" Riding the train, gagging. You have so much money, gagging. So there was somebody trying to make fun of Jason Lee, and they were gagging. So he turned it into a show. It had nothing to do with Kaya. He just took where somebody was trying to kind of like demean him or tear him down or make a joke out of him, and people were posting it, talking about it, making it go viral. So he was like, all right, y'all want to laugh at me? Let me show you I'm going to make money. And here's the thing. I don't care if you don't like Jason Lee. I don't. One thing I will say about Jason Lee is Jason Lee is a businessman. That man is working all day long. You know what I mean? He's always got ideas happening. He's always got a new idea. He's always got something in the works. Like, and when he puts his mind to something, the shit is right. And he has people that believe in his vision. So obviously, he could be an a-hole to some people, but he has enough people around him that are willing to see his vision grow. So they're working with him and for him, and it's allowing his empire to expand. So here's my thing. I like Jason Lee. I look up to Jason Lee because the way that he moves in certain situations, it works. And he's about his coin. You may not like him. I really don't give a damn if you like the man. But you cannot deny the work ethic and the fact that this man understands business. He gets it. He does. And I realize that. You know, he gets it. And so Kaya doesn't. You know, and here's the thing. Well, before we get there, here's the thing. I'm just going to go there. Here's the thing. Well, no. I'm going to play the audio for y'all first. So Kaya goes, and she starts to read Jason Lee and Gaze. And then Jason Lee responded. So I'm going to show you what Kaya said first, then I'm going to show you Jason Lee's response. Okay. Hold on. Where's it at? Oh, here we go. Okay. So that's what Jason Lee, so that's what Kaya said to Jason Lee. So this is how Jason Lee responds. So at this point, let's put that in perspective. I want you guys to understand. Kaya cannot use gagging or gag or gag. Gagging, Gag Nation. She can use gag or I don't know if she can use gagging, Gag Nation. None of that. That is now owned by Hollywood and Live Jason Lee. He can sue her and have all her stuff taken down. Strike! Strike! Now, Kaya Simone, here's what I would like to say to you. Because everybody's a sissy and a punk. Now, you've got some dirty sissies and punks over there that support you and some homophobic black women over there that support you. But here's the difference. You know what I'm saying? This is how you know those people don't really, really support you. Because it was all good when you're kicking and you're laughing and you're dragging. But you don't got none of those sissies and punks over there and those homophobic black women that support you over there. None of them over there are helping you get to a real bad. None of them over there are helping you keep your content. None of them over there are telling you to trademark your stuff. All you're doing, all they're doing is telling you is drag, 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 meaning dance, nigga, dance. Entertain me. Be the fool. Be a cackle. But no one is telling you how to monetize and monopolize your brand and your product. So while you're over here striking YouTubers, yes, I'm talking about me, you should have been over there protecting your business, your brand, your Gag Nation, because now it does not belong to you. It's gone. And so while you got those sisters and those punks over there gassing you up, keep having them gas you up because they're going to have you broke. Now I heard that she's somewhere over on Beagle Live begging for coins and chips and spaceships to be donated to her. Well, had you got your business together, and you may align yourself with some sissies and punks that's really doing real work and not some beer sissies and punks that's trying to catch up and some homophobes, maybe the girls could have leveled you up. But you're busy trying to read. Maybe you needed to keep some sissies and punks in your basement. The right one. Because it seems like the sissies and punks that were in the basement or trying to level up, you know, they end up getting trademarks and TV deals. You end up on Beagle Live. Kaya, you've yet lost again. You've lost your mega hit. You've lost the Queen's Court. Now you've lost Gag Nation. Kaya, you are the problem, and you are the fool. And you know what? In the words of Charlamagne the God, you are the donkey of the day, and you deserve the biggest hee-haw. So, Kaya, can you please create something for me to go get trademarked and use to? You idiot. Well, I said what I said. People take from you all the time. You don't even own my neck, my back. Kyle, you're the fool. You're not a queen, you're an idiot. What person, first of all, anybody that follows her and agrees with her, like, yeah, she's funny. She's good. This should show you that you are a kiki. You are somebody that people laugh at. Nobody looks up to you and respects you. And anybody that does is just as dumb as you are. Well, how could you respect and look up to somebody that has lost everything? They own nothing. They have brilliant ideas, a little bit of talent, but they own none of it. You sold your biggest record for $50,000 and now everybody uses it. They don't even have to go through you for clearance. If I wanted to use your record, I don't even have to ask you. I can just make a song with my neck on back as long as I go to the white man that you sold it to. Girl, you don't even have no, you don't even make no more money off of that. You're an idiot. Kai is a self-destructing fool. Y'all can follow her and live for her, and she's entertaining, but she'll entertain you all the way to unemployment and broke. I can look to people. Yeah, she can gag, she can laugh, she can hee-hee, she can ha-ha, she can tell a joke, but she can't make no money. That's my thing. I need somebody that can laugh and tell a joke, and I'd rather somebody show me how to make some money. She can laugh and do this, and she can also tell you how to lose your whole business to somebody else. That's a fool. Y'all keep looking up to Kaya all you want to. You end up broke like her, sitting at the Gag Nation table and getting struck because you can't use it because you don't own it. Keep coming up with these creative ideas and getting and then they're getting trademarked. Idiot. But anyway, those are my thoughts on the situation. Shout out to Jason Lee. Kaya's trash. He's been trash. You know I can't stand Kaya. Good for him. And so, yeah. Now we're going to open up the lines. The number is 563-999-3658. All right, super chats to the top. And I want to hear what y'all got to say. All right, the number is 563-999-3658. Call in, call in, call in. The haters, everybody is welcome. Everybody's welcome to call in as long as you get be respectful. 4450, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Sorry.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
So this is how Bobby Light should have read Kaya perfectly. What Jason Lee did was the ultimate chess move. You mean to tell me after Kaya done set up the call, T.S. matters to everything but the child of God, and saying that T.S. stole Queen's Court and had them, you know, took the name and all this other stuff. She never trademarked Gag.
She's stupid. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Like, okay, at this point, I like me some Kaya, but at this point, I just done gave up. And like you said, it is true about the Jason Lee video. Everybody was cracking up on him when the young man was at train station, like, Jason Lee, this is you, you know, Mr. Jason Lee, the big man, this and the third, and you at the train station catching a ride. I'm gagging. Yes, that video was true. That video went viral. And like you said, Jason said, okay, I'll make some T-shirts off of gagging, off of that young man. It had nothing to do with Kaya. But
no, I don't think it had anything to do with Kaya. I think that just landed into a coincidence. No, that had nothing to do with that.
I am just so disappointed. You mean tell Miss Lady's been in the music industry. She's seen how the music industry has done her. You know, everything. You couldn't trademark this one phrase?
And then my thing is, you know, but my thing is, you don't have a mental capacity to think that people are like serious about their business. Like, you trying to go up against big people in the industry. Jason Lee is a big person. Madison is a big person. You know, you go against Trina. All these people, they have people that they're about their business. So, Kyle, you sitting there telling the Gag Nation to go troll Jason Lee? Listen, we're sensitive punks, right? So now Jason Lee is sitting in a punk with some access and some power. He got a little bit more power than a lot of us others. And he's been doing this a lot longer. So he's going to get you on a whole nother level. He's not a Bobby Light. He's on a whole nother level. So she's going to really literally gag, and that's what she did. Because now when he starts taking all her shit from her, what's she going to do, cry and say that they're taking it from her? No, it's his. He owns it. He trademarked it. Nothing is yours until you trademark it.
And he has the video to show where his actually originated from. And I don't like Jason Lee, but it is true. That portion is definitely much true. And I don't like Jason Lee. But besides that, like you said, Azealia Banks, I am Haitian and I am in Miami. She comes down here with this foolishness, honey. We're going to throw the hulu, the kudu, and all the voodoo. You better be careful, because, honey, I got some sand and some dust, and I'm going to blow it in her face. And she come in here with some cat hairs and some cat behind and some chicken bones and all that foolishness. Azealia, I see the Uncle Day. Pasque, we're not playing with you.
Not the hoodoo and the hoodoo, man.
Yes, I got the dust, fairy dust, everything. She come around here, I'm throwing it in her face. Because Azealia Banks is the same woman that sat up there saying, oh, all the industry girls, they got fake boobs, they got fake teeth, and this, that, and the third. What did she end up doing? Bleached her skin, did her teeth, and got breasts. She just don't have the fat to get the butt transfer right now. As soon as she get the fat transfer, based off of this cat juice, she's trying to gain some weight on the cat juice. Azealia ain't slick. As soon as she can get the body, she's going to be down and get her body done. And, of course, she's just like you said, she is like another Kaya. Wow, I never even realized that. She has all the sense. She's so well articulated and a part of the spirit realm and all this, that, and the third. But, yeah, you're completely an idiot and crazy at the same spectrum. But as far thank you.
Well, you got something now? Go ahead. You got something else?
I'm just so honestly, when you hit me with this Kaya news, it really hurt. I can't believe Kaya can't do this.
Yeah. Well, thank you, caller. We gotta move on.
Thank you.
We gotta move on. Thank you. Bye. Okay, boom. Okay, let's take a couple more, and then well, I guess we'll go. 3017, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you, Armand?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to weigh in on the Azealia Banks topic.
Okay.
You know, I feel like, you know, her boiling her cat and all that is crazy. I don't feel like she needs to, or I mean, she can do whatever she pleases. It's her, you know, prerogative, but don't show it to us. You know, even with like a few years ago when she was doing, I think chicken sacrifices in her closet, like we don't need to see that, girl. Just do what you do and keep it away. But what I did want to say was, you know, a lot of geniuses, you know, throughout history, we've learned, you know, have certain mental illnesses. I personally, you know, I'm not like the biggest, you know, fan of Azealia Banks, but I do personally feel like she is a musical genius. Like her first debut album, Broke With a Spitz of Taste, was some of the best music of that time. Did it get the, you know, reaction that it deserved? No. You know, some say that, you know, because she was a dark-skinned woman. Some can say, you know, because she, you know, popped off her mouth, you know, so many times. But, you know, she does make great music and arguably better music than Megan Thee Stallion, better music than Doja Cat. Her attacking, you know, their bodies and, you know, stuff like that, you know, may be a little bit extreme. But I do feel like these new celebrities, you know, express themselves in ways that, you know, the public doesn't react the best way to. So I just feel like, you know, she just needs to continue to put it in the music. The same for Kaya. Like, you know, Kaya has, you know, made great music from My Neck and My Back, you know, who is continuously used in, you know, new rapper's music every year, like nonstop. And that was created, like, what, over 20 years ago? You know, she's continuously come up with ideas. You know, the Queen's Court at the time on YouTube was one of the best, you know, things of that year. Because
yes,
of Kaya's interview, Kaya was the one to start that off. You know, just because she's not a business-minded person does not mean she's not an entertaining genius. And, like, you know, her concepts, you know, aren't golden. Like, you know, T.S. Madison, and within the video that I feel like she was reading Jason, saying, you know, these sissies and punks continue to steal from me. I don't think that she was talking about the gay community. I feel like she was talking about T.S. Madison and referring to the Queen's Court incident and saying, you know, it's happening again. You know, here goes something that I, you know, made popular and, you know, is being taken away from me. And I do feel like, yes, she should have done the right, you know, precautions to getting that trademark. But we have to acknowledge that this Black woman has come up with many things that have trended, you know, and like just not just her reads, but her music as well. Like her song with Janet Jackson, So Excited, which was a hit. And the thing with Jason Lee too, people fail to acknowledge that the reason why that guy was reading Jason Lee. He was a barb, and he was reading Jason Lee because Jason Lee had so many things to say about Nicki Minaj. That was the time during the Nicki Minaj hate train, and he saw Jason Lee. He was like, oh, so you reading Nicki Minaj. Like, that, people don't acknowledge that part. Oh, you have so much to say about the queen, Nicki Minaj, but you're sitting on the bus, you're sitting on the subway. It wasn't just about, you know, him being Jason Lee, because I feel like we can, like, most people can really care less about what Jason Lee is doing, but that's when he was popping all that shit about Nicki Minaj. So I just said that to say. And then also Lori Harvey. I feel like we're praising this woman for getting a man. I feel like we're just showing young girls that, you know, this bad representation. Like, we shouldn't be praising this girl for getting a man, even though I feel like, you know, if she was really smart, she would have, you know, married Diddy and gotten those hundreds of millions of dollars. But we should be praising women for education and you know, achieving, and, you know, for the women that don't have
been told. Wait, she should marry Diddy, who is 50 years old and 23, who has been known to be a man who has been allegedly a beater and an abuser, and that wouldn't be showing young girls that they should go and marry older for money? Caller,
no, what I'm saying is, you know, since we're praising women for, you know, men, I mean, she might as well get the one with the biggest bag. That's just me. I'm just saying, you know, if we're going to praise them for that, the
Michael B. Jordan
for, you know,
will have
dated
a bag. He definitely has a bag.
I mean,
and she doesn't need the big bag. She's a Harvey.
I'm just saying.
This is not a regular girl,
I'm just
though.
Saying.
She don't need money.
Right, but the money that she has is her daddy's money. So, I will say that. We haven't seen her actually do anything on her own that would, you know, permit her to make millions of dollars. So, you know, if that's what she's going for, we don't know. She's been dating nothing but, you know, rappers and actors and guys with, you know, in the limelight who have money. So obviously, you know, that must be what she's going after. So I'm just saying that. So we just need to praise women for, you know, things other than, you know, being with a man and, you know, their pussy, you know, being waffled.
Okay, just a second. No, I'm done. All right. That's the second curse word.
Hello?
Yes. Private caller, you live on the air.
What's up, Armand? How are you today, brother?
Good.
Okay, so listen, check this out. Because I own a few trademarks, right? So I'm on the trademark website, and I see Jason, he registered the trademark, or he filed it on the 31st. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think Kaya will have enough sense to contest the trademark? Because, see, the thing about trademarks is it takes like 7 or 8 months for you to get a registration date. Now, if he had the registration date, he would own it. That would be it. That's when
you know who this
him?
Is.
Huh?
You tried to call a
you know
party like
is?
I don't know your voice. Yeah.
But now, that's what I'm saying. Do you think she'll have enough sense to contest it? So she has, so you go from the TM to the R, right? When you have the R on the trademark, that's it. That's a done deal. But TM, anybody can use that. And, you know, they have something called a coexisting trademark. So if she contested it, she could still use it. Because once it goes to the trademark publication newspaper, anybody and their mama can come in and say, you know what, I want to use that too. Not only Kaya, anybody.
Well, I don't think she's going to do that, though. That's too much work. And then it's probably expensive.
Well, no. You get a trademark attorney for like $1,500, and then they do it.
Yeah.
Now, if it goes to, like, trial, then that's when it gets expensive. I don't know what Kaya money look like. I don't know what Jason money look like. But, I mean, it's still hope. Because, I mean, if they did go to court and say they both, you know, were tired of paying the fees, they could go into something, an agreement called a coexisting trademark. Because just because you have a filing date, you need a registration date to own the trademark.
Okay, well, listen. I don't know.
That's on Mary Had a Little Lamb. I'm just wondering if Kaya going to have enough sense. She might not. I don't know.
Well, thank you, caller. Well, thanks for giving it late enough up on some game. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Armand.
Bye. I don't know if Kaya going to do that. Let's take another call. 0928, you live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's going on?
Hello?
Okay,
yes,
hello?
I would like to weigh in on the whole Kaya thing, you know what I mean? So, I understand that, you know what I mean, she should have been trademarked trademark everything from the beginning since she started this whole gag order thing. That's what she failed at, for one. Number two, I understand she likes to do this whole gag order thing and she's trying to make money and get clout off of it or whatever, but she's always talking about somebody and she don't got no money. Like, I don't understand. You talk about everybody in the world, but you don't got no bag at all. Like, at least go do a Sukiyana, then suck some dick and get a bag. As far as you see my lady right
now
on.
Now. Y'all better make me end the show because y'all don't know how to talk. I knew he was going to say something stupid. If I feel your interview is going to say something stupid, I'm immediately hanging up. Let me listen to this. Let me feel this. 0069. All right, not ready. Okay, so 2223.
Why your mouth set up like a damn horse, you hee-haw looking?
Okay, thank you. You stupid. Okay, 7587.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I want to get into some things. Lori Harvey. Let's talk about her real quick. Okay, so I'm fascinated with her situation as well. But I think she's getting a bad rap, and it's funny to me because a lot of men find her appealing for one big reason, and you don't talked about it, Armand. She does not get on social media and talk about her situation. I don't know why that's a thing or why celebrities like to do that now, but men don't like that. Like, that's very unattractive. Like, every time we have an argument, you run to social media. She undated all these people, but we really can't even, like, say it's for sure because she's never really talked about it. And, like, that's how you have to move out here. Azealia Banks needs to shut up. You said what Azealia Banks needs to learn from Lori Hart. Shut up. Like, you don't know less about your personality. Like, y'all personality sucks sometimes, and social media exposes that a lot now. Like, it really shows us who these celebrities are, and sometimes they don't need to show us. Like, some things we don't need to know because it's going to make us not like you. And Lori Harvey, she's managing to still be appealing, but also, you know, she's known, you know. And I think because she doesn't have a career, that also helps her because nobody's interviewing her. No one's asking her about her personal life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real smart. So there's a lot of reason why it works besides the fact her being attractive and all that and having the money. And she probably has a mindset like you have to please her in order to keep her captivated. And most women, they jump in relationships instantly wanting to do anything they can to make their man happy. And it's like a man gets bored because he don't even have to try with y'all. Like, he can do whatever he wants, and y'all going to stick around. You know, with Lori, she going to come a certain way. Like, you ask her out, she asking you, where are we going, what time you picking me up? A girl from the hood's like, do you need me to come get you? Do you got enough money? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what women are on, so they need to pay attention. They need to learn it for real and stop criticizing her. And just one more thing I want to say about Erica Banks. I completely agree with you. There's a lot of celebrities that's not supporting her. And I think that has a little bit to do with how Megan is, like, kind of made alliances all over the entertainment industry.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
They would feel like they're picking a side if they tag her or whatever. But like you said, there's going to come a point in time they're going to need to align themselves with Erica Banks. And Erica going to remember how they was moving. You know what I'm saying? You ain't always got to tell people what you know about them. Sometimes you just keep it to yourself and you move accordingly. You know what I mean? So Erica, she going all the way. I hope, the only thing I hope about her, I hope she doesn't get trapped in this. Her image has to always be sexualized because she has so much more to offer. So I hope that she continues to evolve from that because that's every girl on the block now. Everybody, and she has so much more talent than that. So that's the only thing I got to say. I know she's young or whatever, but I hope that she develops and becomes, you know, a bigger artist.
But we got to be honest, I don't want to see Erica Banks at 21 years old rapping in the three-piece suit.
No, definitely not. No, we need the sex appeal and the confidence. You're right. And as she gets older, she's going to do different things. Definitely. You're absolutely right, Armand.
But thank you, bro. Have a good one.
Oh,
thanks for calling
welcome.
In. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to try this real quick. Okay, 1797.
So, Armand, this is how I feel. I feel like there's like a double standard when it comes to women. Like, men do this shit all the fucking time, and nobody cares
okay, so,
about it.
So you just got hung up on, but I had you on mute because I wanted to make sure that you weren't going to be the fool. That's not right. So it seems as though I'm taking these callers and nobody can speak. So, but I wanted to run a test to see because I'm controlling this back here. So I didn't let that go live. 5318, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to comment really on Azealia Banks and on Lori Harvey. For Azealia Banks, I feel kind of bad for her because, I mean, at least, you know, Kaya's got her funniness, I guess. I don't like it, and I just find it kind of low vibrational. But she's going down the same career path as her. It's just negative. It's dark. But she doesn't have, like, a personality. She's not funny. So it's like, ooh, what are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And even, I don't know if you remember, too, like with her, she might get it like one of those animal endangerment charges, even though it was dead. Because I remember even years ago when she cut off that chicken head thing, even the Church of Satan on Twitter was like, no, we don't do that. Like, do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that, but I remember her cutting off the head.
Yeah, she has been in something dark for a long time, and it's just, it ain't working for her. But on the Lori Harvey thing, I think with her, she's kind of like, she's kind of got that Erykah Badu thing going on. Like, she just makes men just go crazy, you know?
Mm.
And I think what it is that she's something's just so, like, she's like a woman of enigma. Like, something so, like, mysterious and, like, captivating
about her,
about
yeah.
Her.
But she's only 23.
Really, right. But it's because, you know what it is? I think it's, and, you know, she, if we have to be honest about it, her moves have been, for anybody else, if any other girl was doing this, like, say, if any other IG girl was doing this, she instantly would be labeled a thought, wouldn't she? I mean,
yeah, she would.
She did date a man and his son. She dated Diddy and his son.
Did.
That is kind of, you know? But I think with her, what makes it classier is because, like, you don't hear her talk really much. She's really quiet. She doesn't do the extra makeup and all that. She's not overtly sexy and sexual. You don't see her always showing her body. You're talking about all that. And I think that personally, even if you do want to move like that and, like, you know, date around, be a little promiscuous, whatever, I just think that you need to be discreet. That's really what's working with her. She's just really quiet and discreet about it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, thank
that's
you
all
for
I wanted
not
to
being
say.
A fool and calling in and being respectful. So thank you so much, caller.
Oh, always. Love you.
Bye. All right. Bye. So we're going to end it there.